My name is John Quinones, and I'm with ABC News. What did you think of what you heard here?
I didn't hear anything racist.
He told her he wouldn't serve her.
Well, he can say he wouldn't serve you if you come in here barefooted without a shirt on.
But she wasn't barefoot or without a shirt on.
Well, she wasn't dressed right.
What do you mean?
If I was running a place, I'd do the same thing.
You wouldn't let Muslims shop at your store?
I sure wouldn't.
We never expected customers to be so candid.
How do I know you don't have a bomb in there?
Watch what happens this time when, once again, our Muslim woman is denied service.
This is not right.
And again leaves.
I mean, we reserve the right to not serve.
That's right. That's right. I appreciate seeing that. I think that's the first time I've ever seen that.
He not only commends the man behind the counter for his discriminatory behavior, but he gives them the thumbs up, not once, but twice.
Good job.
All right. As he leaves.
So can I talk to you, sir, for a second?
But when I approach.
So where with ABC News?
There is no thumbs up for me.
We staged a little experiment in there to see how people would react to that kind of attitude.
You're not an American.
I am an American.
That man took it a bit farther, telling me I'm not an American.
He was threatened.
Jack DeVideo is a social psychologist at Yale University.
So when we as Americans feel threatened from the outside, we're going to define ourselves in very rigid fashions. Either you're with me, and if you're not really one of me, then you must be somebody else who's against me.
The young woman in our experiment is an actor. But for this woman, discrimination is all too real. Nahaya Javed helped us design our experiment. Although born in Chicago, she says she's constantly characterized by fellow Americans as the enemy.
They always start off with, you're a terrorist, a Osama lover, towel head, camel jockey, on and on.
While attending college in Texas, she says she continually suffered verbal abuse and has even been physically attacked just because she's Muslim.
They assume I'm not from here, and if I tell them I'm American, they're like, no, you're not. Just because you were born here doesn't make you American. And I'm like, so what makes you American?
It's a daily battle.
Mm-hmm. And I don't feel like living in America, I should have to fight this battle.
Meanwhile, back at the bakery, our actor is at it again.
But how do I know you're not a terrorist? Terrorists look like you.
But this time, the customers are sympathizing with the Muslim woman.
You're a Christian. Come on, come on, come along.
Right, I know, but can you blame me?
Yeah, I can't blame you, actually.
Why? What's the problem?
All right, we'll get out of here. You need to go f*** yourself, actually, what do you need to do?
Okay, sir.
Thank you,
I'm
sir.
A good American, all right? We're at war with these
We're
people.
All American.
My dad's a veteran. Go f*** yourself.
So is mine.
And he's not the only one who walks out in anger.
You need to stop segregating against people. It's wrong.
Excuse me?
She's an American.
No,
like
you're a bad American.
Time and again, people speak out with their pocketbooks.
You hired a couple of customers, just so you know.
But look what happens when this man threatens to leave.
You're not a good American, sir.
I don't believe I am a good American. My son just came back from serving in the Army for over a year in Iraq, and that has nothing to do with her run.
I understand.
Thank you, sir.
And I hear what you're saying. But I can't believe
you would be so discriminatory. I'm deeply offended by that.
I'm sorry to offend you, sir, but I've got to live with myself.
Seething, the man vows to fight back.
I will let people know this. I've stopped here every time I've come by this place, and I'll never stop here again.
Why did folks get so upset?
They saw an injustice. It's justice that binds us together. It's justice that makes us a society. Any threat to that kind of sense of justice and fairness undermines the entire system.
He's also moved to tears.
Every person deserves to be treated with respect and dignity.
No matter how they're dressed.
In every situation, no matter how they're dressed.
Never have we seen reactions so polarized, from a thumbs up for prejudice to an emphatic thumbs down. Two different Americas, both convinced they're patriotic. At the end of the day, filled up with a Muslim woman, while six sided with the clerk. But the majority of the bystanders, 22, did or said absolutely nothing. That's what's most frightening to Muslims like Nahaya, who was watching our experiment. In fact, so frightening that they often avoid going out by themselves.
It's really sad because I'm old enough to be able to do things by myself. I shouldn't need a chaperone all the time. But that one time that I'm alone and something bad might happen, I'd rather be safe than sorry.